It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, this show that is better than being below sea level. You can, you could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. I am your host, all alone in the Den Pen currently, Davin. Rose Flat and Pip Helix at the remote studio in Kitty Haven. How are you, Pip?
I'm a little under the weather, but okay.
All right. You sound all right.
Yeah, you know, I feel crappy. I don't sound bad.
All right. And, you know, in short order, we'll say those magic words to make Joe Curry appear at some point.
You all know the magic words.
Of course we do. On the show, I don't know, we haven't really talked much about this on the show, but it's very technical, but we'll try to make it interesting. Well, we will make it interesting. We'll make it interesting and fun. And, you know, chances are Joe will be wrong, so I get to argue with him. We're going to do a lot about climate change. It's been in the news a lot lately. And there's been a couple reports that have come out. And, of course, the president has weighed in on his opinions of climate change. And the latest report was actually from his administration. His government agencies, along with scientists, gave weighed in about climate change and what's going on and how much it's going to cost the United States. So we'll get into that a little bit, and also we'll do some Ann Jackson because we're going to take a couple weeks off from Ann. So we'll try to do a nice serving of Ann if we can get through stuff in a timely manner. But what's crack-a-lackin'?
Is ever a nice serving of Ann?
Well, sure there is. I mean, you know, we haven't been doing it a lot.
No, what I mean is that she's always cursing and carrying on. So I don't know if it's a nice serving of Anne.
Oh, it's all said with love.
Uh huh.
It's she's a good egg. She's a good egg, that Anne Jackson. So now always pointed north.
What does that mean?
I think always headed in the right direction.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, anytime we could do Ann Jackson, we do Ann Jackson. I mean, I got another scamming scammers in the bin, but I want to kind of hold off on that for a while.
Okay.
You know, we just did a bunch of it with Jane. Not a bunch, but we did a good amount with Jane, and Joe will be out the next few weeks, so we'll have guests in, and we tend not to do that type of stuff with guests. So.
Yeah, because it's hard for somebody to jump in and know completely what's going on, or if there's a running joke with one particular scammer, to understand why that's amusing.
Right. I mean, I deal with it. I lived it, and I don't even know what's going on. So Joe will be out the next 2 weeks. So on December 11th, Sensei Russ will be joining us. So we'll get our nice heaping of white, middle-aged, male Republican rage, so you shall not go without.
You know, but tempered with enough reason and a lot of humor, so it's good stuff.
It's kind of like Joe, but younger.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Although I feel like Joe has swung a little bit more to Not always, because he was crazy again on my Facebook page today. But I feel like...
I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw my final dismissal of him.
I don't think I did. I only peeped in.
Okay. I cast Joe away. I chastised him, and it ended with, do better. You're predictable,
oh,
do better.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no. So you sure he's coming in tonight?
I'm sure. No, but I feel like Joe has had more moments of clarity where he can call bullshit on things that are obvious bullshit when it comes to Trump. And I feel like Russ has started to gravitate more towards President Trump.
Really?
I feel a little bit. Feel a little bit. Feel like he's buying into the everybody's picking on the old white rich guy who had everything handed to him his whole life.
Oh, poor baby.
Yes.
I just want to cuddle up with that Cheeto and pet his fuzzy head.
Yes. So, but we'll do fun stuff. We always have a good time with Russ. So that'll be December 11th. And next week, we're still efforting. We'll see who we decide to bring in studio with us. Or maybe Pip and I'll do it ourselves. That's always fun, too.
Yeah. I think that we bring it.
Well, I don't know what we're bringing something. I just don't know if anybody wants it. But we bring. We bring. You know, we're like the people that come to Thanksgiving and bring the green bean casserole. We're bringing something, but it's not really anything anybody wants.
Do people actually like green bean casserole?
You know what? The wife makes a decent green bean casserole, and to have it once every 2 or 3 years suits me just fine.
A nice save.
No, it does. Well, here's the thing about green bean casserole. It, first of all, when you're looking at the Thanksgiving spread, a green bean casserole is never high on "I better get me some of that" list. It's just not.
No, unless not at all.
Unless you know you're a vegan, and then yes, it is. But fine. That being said, it's nice for a little taste. That way you can say, "Well, I'm eating healthy. I'm having some green beans. Forget about the forget about the fried onions that are on top of it. You know, forget about that." Here's the problem with green bean casserole. It tends to not be something that gets finished on night one. Or even night two. Green bean casserole is that guest that you never were excited to come over and that refuses to leave. That's what green bean casserole is. And that's us.
We're green bean casserole? I think we're better than that. I think we're fucking candied yams, man.
Perhaps. We're certainly not pecan pie. I'll tell you that much.
No. Come on. We have to be able to aim for something.
Yeah, candied yams is nice. Everybody likes the candied yams. If they're candied properly with marshmallows on top.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sweet, you know, sort of a vegetable, so we sort of give you information, but just enough bullshit to make us bad for you.
The basis is yams, which is substantive.
Yes.
But then there's a lot of sweetener.
Yes. The layer of sweetener, as we call it, bullshit, is where we really we really make our mark.
That is.
Yes.
We are mushrooms and brown sugar.
Marshmallows. You did it, too.
Oh, my God. You got that stuck in my head.
Oh, that's right. It's my fault. Okay.
It is. You know what? I would never have said marshmallows. Oh, God.
You know what? Accept a little responsibility for your actions.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, your presidential material. So, so how was your Thanksgiving? You had the Boston Market Thanksgiving at the brother's house.
Yes, we did. It was. It was what I was expecting. However, there was the pie incident.
The pie incident.
Yes. Well, first of all. In Helix world, we work on, Helix family time. So we're slow to move and like you would expect of me.
I would not really expect you to be a quick mover.
No. We are not a quick force. And when you double that by, you know, it's myself and Mr. Helix, it's definitely slow going to get going to any... any place we're supposed to be on a holiday, we're going to get there late.
You would drive me nuts. You better get that shit in gear for Vegas, my dear. I'm not entertaining that. You better when it's buffet time, it's buffet time. When it's concert time, it's concert time. I'm not entertaining. We agree to meet at a certain time, and 30 minutes later, you two amble down. Not gonna fucking happen.
No, 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 not like that. Not like that. But if it's like everybody's gathered and it's like it's up to us when we get there, well, that's bad.
No, no, it shall not be up to you. I will not make that mistake.
Well, you know what you have to do is you have to put the 15 minutes on it.
You know, or you could take a little responsibility for yourself and realize that our time in Vegas is short and there is much to do.
Who are we talking to?
Talking to you.
You do know me.
Yes, but you do realize if you let me down in any way, I shall never forget it, and I will bring it to these airwaves.
Oh, believe me, I'm totally aware of that. Hey, what time do I get there to do the show?
I don't know. You're not here.
When I make it there.
Well, when you make it, that's exactly what we're talking about. It's not exactly like we can rely on that shit. You know, at 5 o'clock, Pip was still coming in. 5:05, not so much.
Yeah. Now, I was on the fence, and I erred on the side of yucky.
And this is why we have to hit you with tear gas, because you were on the fence. You should have stayed on your side.
I threw not one rock, though.
Well, let's be honest. You didn't want to hurt your shoulder further after that gardening injury.
Yeah, you know what? That's so much better, but I have another one. And if I wreck my throwing arm, I think I'm out for the season.
You know what? I think we should remove the Army from the border and put Major League Baseball scouts on the border. Let's see who's got good throwing arms.
Yes. Yeah, really, because they'll get snapped up in a moment.
You know,
isn't that always usually scout?
Well, you know, the president said there was a Middle Easterners mixed in there. So I wonder if there was some Palestinians going, you call that a rock? That's not a rock, mate. This is a rock.
That's not some rock throwing.
No.
I'll show you rock throwing.
Let me show you how the pros do it.
Yeah, we have a long and proud history of rock throwing. I'll show you how it's done.
Always works out well. Throwing rocks at armed people always works out well.
You know, and even if they weren't going to shoot you, there's all kinds of other unpleasantries they can toss your way.
Yes, which they found out.
Yeah, yeah. I think rock throwing is a bad look amongst developing countries. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, that's why they're called developing countries. If they were developed, they would have rocket launchers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, you know, it's not like they're not an army, despite what Fox News tells you. They're not marching with weapons. Right? The fact that they're throwing rocks tells you that they're not an invasion at all. Nobody invades with just rocks. At least you have bows and arrows, some spears. You know, even, you know, back in the day in the 1500s, 1400s, 1300s, 1600s, when you invaded, you brought weapons with you. You weren't invading with rocks. So let's just stop calling it an invasion right now.
Yeah, really. I mean, even the Santalese people who killed that missionary were using spears.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? Not to get off track because I want to get to your Thanksgiving. But hey, you go to an island where they tell you it's dangerous and they don't want your outsiders are not allowed to go there and they don't want to deal with you and you want to bring Jesus. Well, you're going to be praying to him in your last fucking moments. I don't care if you're dead. India should not risk one or America should not risk one human being to try to get that guy back.
No, leave the body there. He's buried. What's the difference?
I should probably tell people if they don't know. So what happens is there's these remote islands off the coast of India. And so years ago, the islands used to be opened up. And what happened was, they colonized these islands. And what happened was a lot of these small tribes that we came there, we exploited them, raped their women, that sort of thing. There's a few islands that are familiar with that, but really haven't dealt with outsiders. And when they do deal with outsiders, they're not happy to see them. So, so this guy, this missionary, always a missionary, always God tells him to do something. You know, everyone to go to God. Hey, mind your own business. I'm good. That's what I would say. But anyway,
true.
But God tells this missionary, and he planned for like a decade to do this.
I know.
Tells this missionary he's going to go to these people bearing gifts. And try to teach them the word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you know the story of Jesus, it did not end up well for him. And
in the long run, no. It took him a while to get to the final point, but
Yeah.
This guy.
This guy. It didn't take so long. And he did not come back 3 days later.
No.
So,
no.
So they killed him, and I guess they saw they were, like, parading the body around, as savages are wont to do.
Yes. Like, and, look what we did. See? We got him. Fuck this guy.
You know, leave them the fuck alone.
Leave them alone.
When they see helicopters flying over, they shoot spears and arrows at them. You know what that tells me? Don't go there.
They had a helicopter go over to check on them after some natural disaster, and they started shooting the helicopter like, fuck off, we got this.
Here's how you know. Remember the show Fantasy Island?
Yeah.
Okay. You know the opening scene when you see the plane, and it's about to land on Fantasy Island, and there's Mr. O'Rourke and Tattoo, and Tattoo's going, the plane, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Very inviting. Completely different television show if Mr. O'Rourke grabs a bow and arrow and starts shooting at the plane. Different show. Plane circles around and goes home. Different show. You're not stopping.
No. You know, like, if Little Tattoo started, like, whatever in their language, meaning the plane, or the giant bird, and he starts licking his lips and looking up recipes for human, don't land.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you know. That's how you know when you go to an island. If there's a midget there to greet you, by all means, land. If there's a midget or somebody else throwing spears and bows and arrows, keep going. Go to Hawaii. Yeah. Enjoy Hawaii.
When they shot his waterproof Bible with an arrow, that should have been a clue that they did not want this.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
He had an arrow. I mean, I'm not laughing that the guy died.
No, I am. I am. No. I'm laughing that he died because it's stupid. You know what, Pip? Dare I say, an early contestant for April Fool's right here.
Oh, yeah.
So
huge.
You might want to take note of this one. I mean, usually we find big fools, but I haven't done my research yet, although it's almost time. But I would write this down if I were you, because this looks like a prime candidate.
Oh, yeah. No, he's major in my book.
Yes.
Because his good plan, this was how he's going to win them over, was he stood there and he held the Bible up and he yelled at them something like, Jesus loves you and so do I. And they shot him in the Bible.
Oh, it's worse again. Kicked in the balls.
And then he, like, retreated, and he said to the guy, oh, no, what did... I wasn't sure if that was, the first landing or if it was the second one, because he did, like, back off and then come back. And then the fisherman that I think he paid to bring him out there, they were like, you sure, dude? And he's like, yeah, I'll be fine. And he says, I'll stay there on the island overnight. Well, the next day, the fishermen see them burying him on the beach, and they're like, oh, that didn't work out so well.
So wait, he said Jesus loves you in English?
Yes.
Oh, good God.
Because nobody knows what their language is.
Oh, good God.
He tried a couple words in a language that some people in the area use, and they looked at him like, what? So he yelled that in English.
Well, wait, how do we know this?
Because he wrote in his journal what was going on with him. He gave the journal to the fisherman and said, I'm going to go back there and go stay the night on the island.
So wait a minute. So, because I didn't read the story, I just know about it.
Yeah.
So this tribe sees him. They fire a warning shot at the Bible. I'm thinking they could have killed him if they wanted to right then and there.
Right.
So they're like, hey, man, we don't got to kill you. We just don't got time for no Jesus right now. So So they shoot the warning shot. So the guy gets off the island, swims to the fisherman, gets off the island. So, you know, again, perfect case here for biggest fools because, all right, he only went once. Maybe he's not the biggest fool. You go back again. I don't know.
Yeah.
An arrow at the Bible is not usually, hey, how you doing? We were just cooking some pot roast. Why don't you have some? It's not much, but we'd love to break bread with you. It's not that vibe.
It's kind of like if there's like 100 people on an island, they're going to notice if there's an extra.
Yeah.
You say there's between 50 and 100 of the, they call the Sentinelese because it's North Sentinel Island.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, that's what we call them. We have no idea what they call themselves because we can't get.
You know what? You know what they call themselves? Get the fuck out. That's what they call themselves.
They're the Get the Fuck Out tribe.
Yeah, they are. And you know what? I can't even be mad at them because they gave the guy an out.
Yeah, they did. They're like, look, we don't want any of that. Like, you know, it's like slamming the door on Jehovah's Witnesses and have them knock again. Are you kidding me? Now you're going
to
get it.
I got to tell you, if this guy approached me with a Bible and I know how to shoot a bow and arrow, my reaction would have been the same way. I must admit.
Oh, yeah, that waterproof Bible is getting it. And then you're next.
And you go back, and I got him right in the Bibles.
Yeah, he got them right in the Bible.
Stupid. What a dumb guy. You know what? Good. I'm glad he's dead. How do you like that? There's a hot take for you.
You're not alone. There's a lot of people who are like, good, son of a bitch. I just think, I'm not glad he's dead. I'm just sorry that it had to get to this level, and there's still people saying, but he was only supposed to, trying to bring them Jesus. He was being so nice. No, he was also bringing them all these diseases that they have no antibodies for.
Here's what people don't understand, though, the Christians don't understand. According to them, Jesus is everywhere. So, ergo, Jesus is on that island, and he's just chilling. He's letting them do their own thing. Jesus made the calculation. Listen, this is not the place to appear in, like, on a tree or in a pancake. I'm just going to chill here incognito. You know, Jesus got it.
Yeah, he didn't show up in a pancake because they don't know what that is.
But if Jesus could be sitting right there, they're not going to probably. If there's a Jesus in the sand or in a tree or in the belly of a bird or something, they're not going to fuck with it. They don't know what it is. But Jesus is still there. Why? Because Jesus is everywhere. But you got to push the issue. Him being everywhere isn't good enough for you. Listen, if Jesus wants them to believe him, he'll do it on his time, motherfucker. You know what? He convinced some Jews that, hey, you know what? Go against the rabbis. Do it my way. If he wants to convince this tribe, he will. You got to have faith in your Jesus. You people who are trying to convert and force the issue do not have faith in our Lord and Savior. That's the problem.
Wait a minute. Our Lord and Savior?
Oh, yes, I'm a believer. Jesus is everywhere. He's here right now. He's telling me to say this shit. He's going to preach on, Davin, and I'm doing Jesus' work.
Did you see a little something shaped like Jesus over in the corner?
I had a bowl of Cheerios, and I saw him. Yeah, it was nice. But because he was African, and I'm a realist, and not I don't believe in fairy tales, they were chocolate-covered Cheerios, because I know Jesus was probably black, because it was Africa.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. But besides all that, the thing is that this is the same old colonial bullshit that kills off people. I mean, so many of the Native Americans were killed off by diseases that they didn't have any immunity to. One stupid person going onto the island can kill the whole tribe.
Well, let's be honest. Let's be honest. If Squanto would have shut the fuck up, that liberal Squanto would have shut the fuck up and let the native tribes build a fucking wall, we wouldn't have come here and killed them all. We were illegal aliens. They didn't ask for us.
Yeah.
We were invaders is what we are. But no, Squanto's got to be like, oh, give him a chance. Have a Thanksgiving meal with him. Look what happens. We took over the fucking place.
Show them what maize is. They'll be astounded.
Exactly.
Try to make butter out of it later.
Squanto was a bleeding heart liberal, and that's what you get.
And, you know, and they let them come and get their women. Look what happened to Pocahontas.
I like to Pocahontas.
Well, that's what happened.
Yes. But that, well, who, that was Captain James Smith?
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and they ended up bringing her to England, and she died because she caught some disease that she didn't have immunity to. Shocker.
Yeah, she got the HIV.
Yeah. No, only my cat has that.
Oh, I thought maybe like she did anal with some unprotected pilgrims.
I'm not judging.
I'm not judging either. I'm just calling it the way history says it happened.
No.
So we have a dead missionary, and I'm not unhappy about that at all. Not one bit.
No, I think it was an asshole for going.
Yeah. I think, you know what? You're an asshole for going. You're just a dumb motherfucker who gets what he deserves when you go back.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Goodall did better with the fucking apes than this guy did with this tribe.
That's the hot take.
Yeah, yeah. Because even the apes are like, all right, let's learn some language. Let's chill for a while. You groom me, I'll groom you. Let's chill. The Senegalese are like, fuck this shit.
We know how this ends.
They're very smart. They did the right thing.
They're like, this ends with us dying of measles.
You know what Trump's thinking? We should put these guys on the border.
They know how to get it done.
Trump's a problem solver.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I'll tell you what. Those people from Honduras, we turn and tail.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, my God. They have Sentinelese. They don't play. Run!
They don't play. Take your Bibles. Take your kids. Scat!
Really? Oh, let's not turn this into scat.
No. All right. So you're slow moving on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. So first, he had set up my brother. He very graciously paid for the food, and we went. But we don't do anything in small measures, or at least he doesn't. So first he said, like, it's set for you to pick it up at 2:00, and I'm like, oh, is that what you want when you want us to come? And he's like, no, you can come later. And I'm like, well, then why don't we set it for later? So we agree on 5:00. So that means that we're going to get there around 6.
Wow, that's very late for Thanksgiving.
It is. But we're eating dinner, you know. So and nobody's got to work the next day. Actually, I was the only one that didn't have to work the next day. They both did.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But so we are dragging ass, and we get to the store to pick up the food. 6:05, and they're open until 7. No, they're closing. They told him they were open until 7, but they're closing at 6.
Oh, wow!
So just made it.
Do I have to get the you stink?
No, you might want to.
All right, should I play it now?
Sure.
Oh, Boston Market, shame on you.
You I know.
Stink. Yes, they do. All right, go on.
So, first of all, you know, when he ordered it, everything seemed to be fine. But then when he called back to say, okay, we're not going to come to have it ready for 5, the woman was really rude with him on the phone. I guess they were very busy, but that's no excuse to be rude.
No, you know why they were rude? Because they're taking care of your bullshit on Thanksgiving because you're too fucking lazy to cook. That's why they're rude. They have a family, too.
Yeah, no, I know, but they are being paid to be there, so that doesn't mean they get to be mean.
Well, no, they shouldn't be, but that's why they're being rude.
I know. So he was like, humph, you know, that wasn't nice, but he put it away, and so then they're there until 7, and we get there just before 6, and it's like 5 minutes later, and there would have been no Thanksgiving dinner.
Who wants Hot Pockets?
That would have sucked.
That would have been awesome for our show.
It would have been. Because it would have been like a crackers and cheese and whatever we could buy at the 7-Eleven Thanksgiving.
But you know what? It would have been like one of the most memorable Thanksgiving. That becomes like a Thanksgiving story that goes on from generation to generation.
Yeah, it does. So then we get... So we get everything together. Now, first of all, they bring out this giant box, and they start filling it with the sides. They fill this giant box with the sides, and I'm like, oh, my God. As far as I know, we are 3 people eating this.
I thought your brother's son was going to eat with you guys.
Well, I wasn't sure about that, but it turns out that he was invited over to a friend's house, and he was doing that.
Uh-huh.
So it was just going to be the 3 of us. So then and his ex-wife and the other boys were going to their families. So it was really weird. But they bring out the turkey and the ham.
Oh, wow.
God, there's so much food.
Nice.
Right? So I don't know what I'm picking up. So there's this tremendous amount of food. The kid is ticking it off on his little list, and he's like, okay, that's everything. And he helps me out to the car with it. So I give him $2, you know?
$2? Hey, big spender?
Well, I mean, Boston Market people don't usually get any tips, so.
I don't know. It's Thanksgiving. You could have tossed them a 5.
You think? Should I have?
You could have.
Oh, I didn't really think of it. I was just like, oh, here's a couple bucks.
All right, well, it's better than nothing. I mean, most people would have given nothing, I guess. But, you know.
I guess. I mean, it's not like he delivered it. He brought a bag out to the car.
Yeah, you would not do well at fucking at Atlantis, where when the woman hands you a slice of pizza, that's 15% right there.
No, I usually am a pretty good tipper. I just didn't know whether I was supposed to tip him or not, so I split the difference with what I had.
I got you.
I didn't have any money.
Yeah, I got you. Here's $2. Here's a small thought.
Yeah, here's a small thought. Just like, I appreciate you doing it.
Just not enough to give you a respectable tip.
Well, I mean, like, for example, I had, I was low on oil, and I hate doing that job. So I went to the gas station. I know it costs more, but I'm just like, I hate that. So I'm throwing money at it. So the kid put oil in and he was checking it and everything. So I give him a $5, you know?
Oh, wow. All right. There you go. That's nice.
You know, I mean, I'm not a complete asshole. No. I just,
all right.
So I'm just saying that everything worked out fine. Everything was in the car. We get over there. The family's back. So one of the boys helps us up into the house with the food. It was really good, you know? And then two of the boys had just eaten this large meal at the aunt's house. And my brother goes, oh, well, you know, of course you're full now, but maybe you want to stop up later for some pie. And I go, pie? They didn't give us pie. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, hell no. He flips out. So angry.
Who, your brother?
So angry. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Because it isn't just about that. But now it's down to they didn't give, after everything, they didn't bring the pie. That's pretty much it was. That was a great sounder. So I'm like, oh no. I'm like, this is not going to be good. So, I mean, admittedly, the guy has had a really awful, awful year.
Yes.
And, like, stuff that would normally not, like, completely make him spaz out hits the button. And the disrespect earlier, and now you forgot my fucking pies, made him live it.
Well, here's the problem. He paid for the pies, and he has no recourse because they're closed.
Exactly.
I mean, I
gladly would have gone back and gotten them to make everything happy.
Right.
It wasn't that far.
I understand him being pissed off. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. This was, you have never seen somebody wheel a wheelchair as fast as he did from the outside of the kitchen door back to his room so he gets his phone and punish someone.
Punish someone?
Yes. He called their customer service number. Yeah, so it was, I mean, I'm in the kitchen and like,
did he get somebody on the phone?
He did.
Oh, juicy.
So I don't know if he first called the store and found that somebody was still there cleaning up, or if he called the main customer service number, but it sounded like from afar that he had made two distinctly different phone calls, and he read both of them the riot act. But, I mean, I understand him being mad about it, but... two people that never want to hear the word pie again.
I love pie.
I love pie, too. I mean, it's not like he was going to have pie. He's a diabetic, but it's like... I think it was also like the one thing that I offered my sons, and I don't even have that. I'm like, oh God, here we go.
How did they resolve this issue?
I don't even know how they resolved it because I haven't spoken to him about the, I didn't want to go back into it because we talked so much about the missing pie event that day.
Mm.
But I haven't talked to him about it since it.
Yeah, but you knew you had a show. You really should have gotten a resolution.
I know. I did have homework to do, but I didn't want to arouse his ire all over again because he was plenty pissed off then.
Well, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. He pays for this. He plans a nice meal with his family. He's had a shit year. You know, he makes it so all he has to do is pay money to deliver this perfect Thanksgiving feast for the people he loves most in his life. He does everything right. And he gets shit when he calls in earlier in the day, and he brushes it off like, all right, she's having a bad day. And then, and then, you know, the guy checks off the list, and there's no pie. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he had every reason to be angry. I was just like, oh, this is going to be such a long meal. Oh, please don't make this the longest meal ever.
Why, he was not good company after that?
No, he did settle down, and he was fine. But it was like, at first, I was like, the irony, and I won't tell it now because I have told it on the show, but it is a family tradition for me to tell the story where the punchline is pie.
Okay.
And then the fact that this was a problem, I just looked at my husband like, oh, God, no. Well, now we have another pie story.
There you go. Well... But the company was good.
The company, like, one of the things that my brother reiterated to me was that the company said, well, how can we compensate you now? You know, like, they were trying
blowjobs. So we're going to need blowjobs. How quickly can you get a whore dressed like a pilgrim? I need blowjobs.
I want a slutty pilgrim costume on a whore. Pronto.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how you solve that problem.
I think that totally would have solved the problem.
I think so.
We would have had to step out for a little while, and then he would have been soothed.
Sure.
In the old-fashioned way of soothing.
Yes.
Yes. So so that was the Thanksgiving issue.
Oh.
But it turned out fine.
Sure.
And actually, that's damn good food.
Yeah. Is it?
You know, if you're not going to cook it yourself... It's a really nice meal.
Was it a whole turkey?
It was a turkey breast.
Oh, stop. Enough. I had that too. Enough. No, no, no.
I know. I like the whole turkey. When I'm cooking, I make a whole turkey.
Yes,
but...
you do, because that's how it's done. Squanto didn't come with just a breast. No. Lots of turkeys. And you know why? Because first of all, they're moister. Second of all, people like dark meat. Turkey breast is a lazy way to fucking do it. Bullshit.
I know. I like dark meat.
Yeah. And you like dark chicken meat, too, and turkey meat, not just in men. I understand.
Yeah, I like both. Don't tell Mr. Helix.
All right, well, trust me, he knows. Listen, it didn't get an echo from him. Let's be honest.
The thing is that it was really nice and moist. It was done really well.
Are we still talking about turkey or?
Both.
Oh, okay.
The Boston Market story doesn't have any cigarettes afterwards. But anyway.
That was in the pie.
The sides are really good. Have you ever eaten their food?
Years ago.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's good stuff. If you don't feel like cooking, it's good stuff.
Good.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Tonight, this is Mr. Helix's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Helix.
And I will tell him you said so.
Yes.
So I made him a cake.
Oh, poor man. I hope he's not planning on going to work for the next week.
Actually, this is probably, it's not the laziest cake I ever made, but it was kind of
skimp on the X-Lax, did you?
I did. I skipped on that. No, I usually bake a cake and then decorate it. But this time, because we had these lovely coffee cakes that I had ordered.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so I took the chocolate chip coffee cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the store yesterday, and he doesn't even know this yet, but he's not listening right now. I went to the store yesterday, and I bought model figurines of a gargoyle, a really net evil-looking black dragon, and Cerberus, the three-headed dog that guards Hades.
Of course.
Yes.
Where'd you get that ShopRite? Is that where you picked that up?
Yeah, that's where you get
it. Was that in the little bakery section, little cake toppers?
Yes. I'd like Cerberus for my cake, please.
God, where I don't even know where you get shit like that. At a Dungeons and Dragons convention? I don't even fucking know.
No. Actually, I was looking for something else, and I got inspired when I was in it's a hobby store. It's not Michael's, but it's one like that. I forget the name
hobby
of it
shop?
Right now. No, I don't go there because they're lame ass views on homosexuals.
Yeah.
Folk at a Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, when they fuck them, they don't want to use a condom. That's wrong. Anyway, go on.
No. Yeah, no. Fuck Hobby Lobby. So
without a condom. Fuck them raw, baby. Fuck them
yeah,
raw.
Yeah, you know, just, yeah. Anyway, so I went to a hobby store, and the theme was going to be hell. So I was looking for, and they had these great figurines. So I made some, like, drippy red icing.
Mm-hmm.
And I drizzled it over the cake and over the figurines, and it's sitting in the kitchen waiting for him to come home.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's his kind of cake. You know, I wouldn't like bring that for a little girl's party.
No,
but,
no, it's bought with toys. I mean, it's his type of cake.
Yeah, I think he'll dig it the most.
Good, good.
Yeah, I always try to make him a traditional bizarre cake, and I think this does it.
I got no cake for my birthday. Then again, I didn't have the runs afterwards, so everybody won.
Everybody won. Oh, no cake for your birthday? Did you want not one cake?
No, I think I'm saying you didn't make me a cake.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't. I didn't think that you'd want cake. You've been doing so good on your diet.
Have I? Let's get into that.
Have you? Oh, no.
Diet.
Oh, no. How's it going?
Well, I mean, let's not call it a diet. Let's just be honest at this point. I'm pretty much eating whatever I want to eat.
Ah, well, that's a sort of diet.
Yeah, I mean, I've been like that for quite some time, where I'm eating what I want to eat. And I am I'm in the last week of this program. Got two more workouts. I will say, on this workout program, my weight has gone up expeditiously.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it looks like it, though. I don't know.
I haven't noticed any. I mean, I don't study you in that way.
Oh,
I mean,
you should.
But I haven't noticed anything like, whoa, packing them on, buddy. You know, I mean, like, you know, it would have to be something really, really extreme for me to notice one way or the other.
No, but I've gained, like, when I've started this workout program, because there's a lot more weightlifting, I've gained a lot of weight. Now, some of that could be muscle.
Yes.
Some of it probably not.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is what it is. I feel like, though, you know, that I have two more workouts left until I start some other Michigas.
I feel
I feel like this workout program has broadened me out.
Yes, yes.
I feel like it's made my shoulders, I feel like it's made my upper body bigger.
I know. Well, we talked about that. I did notice that.
Yeah, so that's got to be this workout program, because that was an 8-week program. So that would probably be this, just because I'm doing so much weightlifting on this thing.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's the triangular shape that guys want to be in.
Right. Well, the other workout, the one that I hated, the 80-day obsession, because it just hurt my body, not my muscles, like my joints. It was too much on the knees. Like, that one slimmed me out. Like, that one, like, definitely trimmed me out much more than this one did, so.
Okay.
But, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I like this workout better because it was 4 times a week, and and it was more straightforward with lifting and cardio as opposed to these fakakta dance moves and lifting and bullshit where I was hurting myself and my joints are... What?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. That's one of the things, though, that they say is that you have to pick a realistic schedule, or else you'd be like, I'm not doing this every day, you know?
Right. What I'm pretty much doing, you know, the wife and I talk about it, so we figure it out. I mean, this is definitely more my speed. 4 times a week, 30 to 40 minutes, boom, I'm in. Now, I hate every moment of it. And, like, I really hate leg day, which is weird, because when I was using machines instead of free weights, I liked leg day. Like, but with free weights, I hate leg day because my hands get so tired from holding the from holding the weights. Like my legs have more to offer, I feel. But
well, yeah.
But like even with like the squats, so you're like doing these squats and you're holding these dumbbells. So I'm trying to hold these 45-pound dumbbells, 45 in each hand on my shoulders, but they're not like the ones like the hexagonal ones. They're like round. So it's like round plates and I'm trying to hold them on my shoulders and my right wrist gives out. So I'm not really holding it properly. And so I'm like squatting where so it turns out I'm squatting 90 pounds. A lot of 90, like 30 reps of it in quick succession. But like,
oh my God.
But if I was using a machine, I could probably do a bit more.
I'm sorry, my knee just blew out listening to that conversation.
Yeah. I mean, all these workouts are a lot of lunges, which is the going forward, like where you put a leg down and go forward and back.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of that while you're holding weights, and there's a lot of side lunges, and there's a lot of squats. I mean, the other workout even had more of that. I mean, just the other workout I thought was like really great for I felt like it was more geared towards women, like who want to have that great ass.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was fine. And I lost a lot of weight in my ass. I didn't even know I needed to lose weight in my ass.
No one ever does because we're not looking at it all the time.
No, nobody should look at it. I understand. But
no, I meant nobody ever looks at their own ass all the time.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're Sebastian.
I thought you were talking about mine. But no, there was like...
No, not yours specifically. I mean, they're behind us, so we don't know.
When I was doing the 80-day obsession, there was I noticed all of a sudden there was a lot more room in the back of my pants.
I know, that's really a funny thing. Well, I mean, men tend to lose weight around their bellies, and their asses go immediately.
No, we don't lose it. See, that's the thing. The belly's the trouble area. That's where men keep their weight. Women keep it on the ass and the thighs.
Yes.
Guys keep, like, I keep it all in the gut.
Well, that is like the apple shape. That is the thing that happens to guys. Women, well, I mean, I won't speak for all women, but I lose weight in my fingers first, then my face a little bit, and then it's the boobs go. And it's like those are all the places that I was really anxious to lose the weight.
I hear something.
What?
I hear something afoot. I'm getting
what?
I'm getting a sensation. It might
Should
be.
Should we get rid of jizz and sea monkeys?
It might be sea monkeys in jizz time. Wait a couple more seconds, but it might be approaching.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe it.
So
it's a miracle.
So like you gotta remember, I've been working out for about a year and a half. So you watch TV and you see these workout programs, or even like on these, you know, oh, in 30 days, and you see these people that have completely transformed their body. They look amazing. Right. Yeah, I'm not that. But I feel like I feel like I've transformed my body. I feel like I've gotten stronger. I feel like I've added muscle, but it's just frustrating because it's not what you would think after a year and a half of pretty much working out very consistently.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, eating like shit a lot of the time, but working out pretty consistently.
Trust me when I'm asking you these questions. I am not judging you because, hello, but do you think if you were more consistent with your diet that you would have had, like, a large amount of difference?
Well, when I was doing the 80-day obsession, for the first part of it, I was very strict with the diet and the working out. I was miserable. I was very strict with that, and I lost some weight. But not as much, but not fast, not a ton, and I kind of plateaued. And then I'm like, well, fuck this. If I'm going to plateau, I might as well eat more stuff that I want to eat. And then I dropped more weight.
It's metabolism is just like such a miserable mother. It just doesn't work the way you think it's going to.
No, I mean, it's just frustrating when you look at the scale and the numbers don't drop the way they should. But, you know.
Well. When I was younger and my whole family went on Weight Watchers, because we all had some weight to lose, trust me. But I didn't have as much to lose as everybody else at that point. And I had a goal. They set a goal weight that I was like, ha ha, I haven't been that in years. And I was, you know, not, I think it was in my teens. And I was like, yeah, no, that's not happening. That's not a realistic weight for me. But anyway. But I was happy to lose what I was losing, and I all of a sudden I hit a plateau, and I couldn't break it. And then, and I was perfect. I kept those little journals that you're supposed to keep, and I handed them into the lecturer, and I said, "Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Why am I not breaking this plateau?" And she's like, "No, everything's fine. All of a sudden it'll break." Yeah, it broke the other way. I gained weight. And I said, "What did I do wrong?" She goes, "Well, I see on your journal that you ate a box of raisins."
What?
I ate a box of raisins, and it made me gain a whole pound.
And that then, wait, see, she was stupid for saying it, because when you hear that, you're just like, well, fuck it.
I well, that's what I thought. I was like, if I can't eat a box of raisins without blowing my whole thing, I gained a pound. I was like, then there's nothing I can do.
Raisins are what you eat when you're a child or when you're trying to lose weight. No adult eats raisins on their own just for the hell of it. Raisins should not be the thing that that triggers weight gain.
Oh, no, I eat raisins occasionally.
Because you're a child.
I know I am.
Think about how thin you would be if you would stop eating those raisins. You're actually eating the sun-made woman.
Hey, and she loved every moment of it. Don't kid yourself.
Yes, she did. She kicked those Californian raisins to the curb once you came along.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I was just, you know, this is ridiculous. A box of raisins did me in. And I was really, I was struggling. I mean, I was pretty miserable. I was like, really? That's all it takes? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd love chocolate cake if that's what's going to happen.
Exactly. You're like, well, you fuck this. This is not a good diet for me then. And you give up.
Yeah. I mean, I went back to it and I tried again, but, you know, I'm not a really good dieter anymore because I hated becoming obsessed with food to the degree where I was like literally dreaming about what I would get to eat the next day when I got points back.
Oh, I've had that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I've had that. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, oh, wow. When I wake up, I mean, and I was excited about Rice Krispies, man.
That's, like, yeah, your food fantasies suck.
Yeah, no, they really did. I was like, oh, my God, when I wake up, I get points again. Like, I would go to bed hungry and go, I get points again in the morning. I can have Rice Krispies. Oh, I'm like, this is sad.
No, it's not. It's not a good way to do it.
No, as a fat person, I don't obsess about food. I did when I was dieting. That's all I could think about.
Well, so this workout program is going to end, and now the 80-day obsession, they put out 6 new workouts.
Okay.
So it's like 45 minutes a day, and it's like supposedly even more intense. And I think that's where we're going next. And I'm like, well, I'll do it. I just don't want to do it 6 days in a row.
Yeah, you do need like a little bit of a break.
No, it's not that. I mean, I'll have a couple days. But it is, I just hate the work because there's so much nonsense. I bitched about it when I was on it because you're putting these bands on your leg. You got to shimmy up your legs, and then you're working on these slides. It's not straightforward, and I got to stop my workout to mess around with this nonsense, and I find it aggravating.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can modify it somehow.
I guess. I don't know. Plus, I find her more annoying than the guy. Better to look at. More annoying, though.
Yeah. Do you have to listen to her? I mean, I know that your wife likes to listen for the motivation.
Yes. So, you know, I think it's just like, it's like, shut up. Shut the fuck. Maybe it's the man in me. Oh, why won't this woman shut up? Isn't there a cock she should be sucking, a cake to be making? Isn't there something more productive than telling me to I can do it? I don't want to do it.
God. Well, I'm just wondering, maybe you could buy your wife some TV ears.
TV ears?
Didn't you ever see that advertised? They're
clearly not.
Oh, it's one of these guys who's like really old. He's from the olden days. Pat something. Oh God, I have to look it up. But this guy, they're saying that. You know, before we got TV ears, my wife and I used to argue about the how loud the TV was because I'm hard of hearing and it used to drive her fucking insane. But now we have these and it saved our marriage. It's
well, no, I mean, I need to hear what we're supposed to be doing.
Oh, well, just look at her and see what she's doing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
Pat Boone. That's the one.
Okay. Yeah, I never would have gotten that.
Yeah, no, I mean, because it's like a thousand years ago. But there are these things that he sticks in his ears, and he listens to TV much louder so that, you know, he's not driving her nuts with how loud it is, because he's hard of hearing.
I don't know. I'm tired. I've been working out for like a year and a half, and I know it's a lifestyle change, but as I said time and again, it's not a lifestyle I want. This is so established. I feel like it's every week. The lifestyle I want is cake and couch. That's the lifestyle I want.
Well, we talked extensively about cake. I think we're rather cake obsessed on our show now, because this is 2 weeks in a row and we caked it up.
Well, we must be, because they won't give us our pie, so we must focus on what we can.
I think that's it. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is for you. I mean, they say that lifestyle changes, if you're consistent with it, it takes 30 days for you to adjust to it. But, well, it's also different because you've been changing it up as you go along.
You got to change up your workout. Otherwise, your muscles get used to it and you stop developing and growing or shredding.
Right. And you go insane.
That's... You know, I could be. There's certain exercises I don't mind. Leg day, I never want. Never want leg day. Tired of leg day. Hate leg day. I'll do abs, even though it hurts. I'll do abs. I don't mind most of the arm exercises. I don't mind chest a lot. You know, I don't mind various bench press shit like that. Probably because it's stuff that's like. Because let's be honest, nobody gives a shit about a guy's legs. But, you know, I don't want to have chicken legs. But no woman ever just ignores his face and his torso and his arms and goes, oh, look at the calves on that one. Can't wait to see what his toes are like. No fucking girl does that. Legs are a complete waste.
It depends if they have a foot fetish, but that's usually the providence of men.
Yeah.
Women don't necessarily, unless there's something like really, like, I don't know. I can't think of any women that I know that are leg women.
No, nobody gives a shit. I don't even need legs. Your brother's on the right path.
Oh, God. No, he's not. That was involuntary path.
Yeah, but it made you laugh, so ha-ha. You're an awful.
Yeah, because I'm really sick, and I know that you're going for the darkest comedy ever. So.
Hey, listen, I just cheered that a missionary died, so. What was his position? Stop shooting. Anyway, I'll move on. Anyway. What's missionary position? Hands up. Right. Anyway, but I digress. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Every day, the numbers on the scale go up, and it's just like, this is not fucking right. Pisses me off because I'm working out. But, you know, I don't think...
What? How are your clothes fitting?
Pretty good. I mean, maybe a little... Well, maybe... A little snug. I'll tell you something that pissed me off, because that's what this show's about. So, so I went to Hot Topic, as adult men my age do. No, actually, I was there for my we were there for my daughter, but they have Rock T-shirts, so I looked at Rock T-shirts, and they were doing half off on Black Friday, and so it was $10. And I wanted to get a Queen T-shirt. So now, So I'm talking to the 19-year-old girl that works there, and she's only been to two concerts in her life. And, you know, I'm like, wow, that's not a lot. And then she's, like, naming the two concerts that she went to, and I've never fucking heard of those bands. But I'm pretending I did.
And you know what? She knew you were.
I don't know if she did. I'm more than twice her goddamn age. And she's telling me the stories of how she was like, riding the crowd, and like how her role model, the lead singer of this band who I don't remember, like she got dropped and that made him laugh or something. And they threw a guitar pick in her direction or anything. And I don't know who the fuck this is, but I'm pretending I do.
And what a cheerful, wonderful guy this is that she got dropped and he laughed.
Well, listen, if you fell, I would laugh, and you know.
Yeah, I know, but you wouldn't have a moment of, oh God, I hope that wasn't the head.
Not initially.
Okay, at least you're honest.
Initially, I'm laughing. When you start twitching, I go, well, she says I underestimate her acting ability. Let's see how this plays out.
Are you throwing me a pick?
I'm throwing you something.
Yeah, I know. I know what it is.
So anyway, I'm talking to her. Nice girl, 19-year-old girl. You know, in most situations, this is extremely creepy. But, you know, I'm killing time while the daughter's looking for Harry Potter shit. And I want to get my queen shirt. And I want to get an XL. Because I don't have faith in my ability to keep weight off. Because I know me.
Well, I feel you, my brother.
Yes. I know how capable I am of just adding lard to my body. But I've been wearing larges lately. And larges, you know, for the most part, they look, you know, this is going to sound bad, but they look pretty good on me. You know,
good.
Right
that
now.
That doesn't sound bad.
No, but, you know, I don't like to talk like that. But, you know, they look, you know, pretty good up top. And, you know, they're loose around the sides and the tummy. So I've been wearing larges, you know, lately. You know, because there was a point where not all larges were created equal.
No, that's true.
I'd still wear them, but I better put on a long sleeve shirt over it.
I totally understand. I sometimes buy clothes online. Actually, I do it most of the time now.
Never.
Because I figured out which companies have my size and are consistent. But there's been times where I fell prey to the buying online, and it turned out to be some Chinese company where they think people are much, much smaller in that size than they are.
Well, it's like the talk I had with Cuba when I was there. I'm like, you guys, listen, you're getting a lot of American tourists. You're going to need some XLs, 2Xs, and 3Xs if you want to make some money.
Yep. Did they get that?
I don't know. I haven't been back. They're waiting for me. I'll check.
Yes, do check.
So I'm like, all right, I'll get the large. I've been wearing larges. I'll get the large because they don't have any more XLs. The girl checks in the back. All right, fine. I'll get the large. I don't have any queen shirts. I went to a queen concert. Yeah, I didn't see a guy outside selling them, so I'm not going to pay top dollar. But a $10 queen shirt, I'm happy. It's got the little queen crest on it. You know, their emblem, the crest. Not the crown, but the crest. Whatever.
Right.
So go home. Try on my little purchase. My little reward for braving the Black Friday. Too fucking tight. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. Snug in all the wrong places. Then I go on their website because you could get them on there. No, they're out of extra large on the website. Son of a bitch. So I'll go back tomorrow and see if they got any more XLs in it. If not, I'll just get my money back. But it's very, it's like very defeating. It's like, oh, man, I was doing large, but this company says, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're making their stuff for the teenage version of large.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I bought stuff from them in the past, and the sizes were more true.
Yeah, that's very annoying when you go and you know your size, and you try it on, and it's like, yeah, you people are not being real.
But shame on me for trying anything on the day after Thanksgiving. So you got that, too, but...
No, it's kind of like buying shoes at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, your feet are wider, so you're going to be more comfortable in them because they're going to be they're fattest that they're ever going to be. You don't buy shoes in the morning.
Well, so I got this. So, you know, I'm gonna take it back. It was you know, but I was out there on Black Friday. I was doing it. Hadn't been out there a lot late in the past couple of years. I was out there Thanksgiving night.
Wow. I am still annoyed.
As well you should be.
Well, you know, at the world. But, I mean, this moment, I'm annoyed by the stores that are open on Thanksgiving. I think they should give their people a fucking break.
I agree, as said the person who went to Boston Market on Thanksgiving and got pissed off that they had the audacity to close an hour before they told her brother. I understand.
You know what? I totally get that. I understand.
Well,
that,
wait a minute. You know, but you're being a hypocrite then.
No, I am not, because not my idea to go to Boston Market.
But if it was something you truly believed in.
Oh, no. Then I would say, no, we're not going to order from there. But it was my brother ordering the food.
Hold on. Mm-hmm? See monkeys and jizz. See monkeys and jizz. See monkeys and jizz.
See monkeys and jizz.
Where is Joe Curry? There he is!
Yay, it's Joe!
You see the magic words and he appears like a bad toothache. Hi, pal! as he settles in and kicks his bag.
My damn foot got stuck in the strap.
His bag attacked his foot. Joe wasn't aware he had two of them.
I mentioned at the day program today to a coworker that I go, you know, work all day, I don't take lunch, get in the car, drive 2.5 hours to come up, and they sing a song to herald my arrival.
That sounds flattering. Beetlejuice had a song and he got a movie out of it.
Yeah, but what...
You got as much talent as Beetlejuice. You can have a movie, too.
Yeah, well, we're trying.
So, what? You don't like Sea Monkeys and Jizz?
No.
But yet you appear.
Yeah, really.
I should be a dick and call in one time. I'm not coming into your promise.
That's Pip's racket. Work your own side of the street.
Yeah, really? What are you trying to take my act?
Yeah, that's her shtick.
Yeah. What's wrong with you tonight?
I feel like I'm coming down with something.
She swallowed some sea monkeys and jizz.
Okay.
Yeah. that means somebody was coming.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, I mean, no, I get it that you don't like people working on Thanksgiving. But I got to tell you, Woodbury Commons, the outlet mall, packed. Packed. Freezing cold, though, by Thanksgiving night. Very, very cold.
It was really cold.
But we were out there and everything. I was glad we did not have to stop at the Nike store because long lines of people waiting to get their discounted sneakers. But we did have to wait outside for the Timberland store, which is annoying because loads of people are coming out and they're not letting people in. The fucking gatekeeper. Like, it's goddamn Studio 54. I just want to spend some money and get some boots, motherfucker. But I gotta wait on a minimum wage guy who has an earpiece to let me in.
He's got an earpiece? He's wearing an earpiece?
Yeah, well, that's how he knows. That's how he knows.
They're
not arbitrary decisions.
That's fucking great. That's how he knows.
Sure, Joe. I mean, he doesn't have he has power to keep us waiting outside in the freezing cold.
Back in the day, we were going into this club, and me and my buddies, and the guy, and we weren't dressed sloppy. The guy goes, I've got to make a decision on you guys. So we're waiting, and I go, let me ask you a question. Yes, is there a tribunal right now deciding what's going
That's
on?
That's not a good way to appeal to him.
The fucking OBI, you know, get out of here. Yeah. Give a shit.
Is there a tribunal? Is there a meeting? Can I plead my case? I have documentation.
I met two people on the line laugh, so fuck it. That's worth the you know.
Listen, I know I'm not dressed the best I could be, but I have much better stuff in my closet. I promise next time I come back, I'll dress better if you let me in this time.
It's a fucking dance club in Bayshore.
You know what happened there, Joe? If somebody inside the club would have said, see monkeys and jizz, see monkeys and jizz, see monkeys and jizz, where is Joe Curry? There you would have been is.
Yeah, you could come in.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you can't keep, you know, you're like Elijah on Passover. Somebody says see monkeys and jizz, you just show up.
They were going to throw out
Elijah on Passover. What's that whole, you leave the door open, right?
No, well, you open the door for him. You don't leave it open. You know, the people from Honduras might come in, Joe. We can't have that. You open it in, because I'd like to declare asylum. We're in the middle of a Seder. I'll get back to you. In the meantime, have a nice glass of wine, and we go on with our night. He repeats this all over the world. Nobody will take him in. He's an asylum seeker that nobody
never drops
wants.
In.
No, but he comes, you know, he don't get the hint, Joe.
Elijah doesn't come in. Juan comes in.
I like wine. I like wine. Juan will pick grapes. Elijah's just drinking them. Juan, greater than Elijah.
One is lesser than two.
Oh, by the way, you weren't here, but we figured out how to secure the border.
How?
We're going to get that tribe from the Sengalese island that killed the missionary. We're going to put them on the fucking border.
They don't fuck around.
They most certainly don't.
They don't fuck around.
Juan will be longing for tear gas and pepper spray. Problem solved.
They go, listen to the story, goes, he wanted to convert them to Jesus. Yeah, and they wanted to convert them to dinner. asshole that guy was.
Oh, well, you missed the conversation, but you'll be very happy. I said on the record, I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, same here. What an asshole.
And I agreed, because Pip told me this, I was unaware, that the first day, they fired a warning shot and hit him right in the Bibles.
Yeah.
He comes back the second.
He goes back!
Prime candidate for April Fools.
Yeah.
Prime.
Fuck this place. I'm out of here.
Prime. Early in the running for Fool of the Year.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't like. Suddenly, what happened was he met them. He was talking and getting along. And suddenly, he said something wrong.
Jesus Christ. That reminds me.
That
Let
was
me
like,
show you.
Like on Bugs Bunny. Inga, binga, 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 bunga.
I feel like you're trying to be President Trump's ambassador to one of these countries when you talk like that. Like, I feel like if you were on Fox News right now and President Trump saw you gave that speech, he'd go, "We need to hire this Joe Curry."
I'd be right to the White House.
I know. I feel like that's all. I feel like with the proper exposure,
they'd usher me right in at your service, Mr. President.
I honestly feel like that. Yeah. I feel if you said Inga Binga and maybe paid him a compliment on how nice his hair looks, I feel like you'd be in the cabinet. I feel like it would be like a major coup to get Joe on our show. I mean, we'd still say Sea Monkeys and Jizz, you know, because he's an ambassador.
Well, we'd get around. That was how Sarah Sanders would bring me into the press conference.
Well, then Jim Acosta would say Sea Monkeys and Jizz. Somebody in the press corps will say Sea Monkeys.
I want you to think about this, though. How many steps away from the heartbeat of the leader of the free world would Joe be then?
Joe, I say this with all honesty and a complete lack of respect for Joe. But Joe, in my opinion...
Complete lack of respect.
Joe, in my opinion, with the way I feel about this current president and the way he's doing things, cannot be close enough. I would rather have our own Joe Curry and his fucking shenanigans as president.
I'd make a damn good president.
Well, we've seen what a damn bad one looks like, so I'd fucking vote for him.
Doing fine, to tell you the truth.
You'd be wrong, but that's okay.
No, I'm not wrong.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. There's no indication that he's doing well.
There is plenty of indication that he's doing well.
Based on what, losing 40 fucking seats in the House?
No, based on, because that happens every, that's traditional every
election. I thought he
election.
Promised a red wave.
Well,
maybe he was talking about Melania's
He
period.
Didn't lose as many seats as they thought they were going to lose.
No, that's what they thought. They thought it was going to be like, they didn't think they were going to get that many.
Yeah.
Because it was every gerrymandered. But actually, this is the biggest percentage when you take total votes that's ever been, including Watergate. So, not so hot. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that right now. But yeah, not doing well. But yeah, I'd rather have you as president.
No, country's doing fine, to tell you the truth.
So what's going on, Joe? Anything exciting?
I painted this holiday.
No. Painting is never an exciting story unless it involves, and we all got naked.
No, it just turned into the Sistine Chapel, painting that.
I've been to the Sistine Chapel.
I am a, you ever paint?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the Sistine Chapel.
No, are you a neat painter? Are you a sloppy painter?
I don't paint enough to really categorize myself. You know, I'm allowed to do it again, so I guess I'm okay at it.
All right. I'm a very, very sloppy painter, so I got to tape, and I tape everything.
Yeah, but you always have that. Everybody tapes everything. Expert painters, house painters tape everything.
It took me three and a half hours to tape everything.
It's a long time.
An hour and a half. Yeah, because I have trim and all this. So it took me an hour and a half.
You got trim on Thanksgiving?
No, trim. That trim.
No, I'm sorry.
Then it took me an hour and a half, hour and a half to do one.
I was actually very impressed with your prep work on the picture I saw, Joe.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Joe's like, I'm going to have trim. I better prep for 3 hours. I don't want to fuck this up.
Well, you know what it is? It's like with the new house, it's kind of tricky. Because basically with my old house, when I painted everything, I was going to sell the house. Joanne convinced me to stay, so I made it look like a model house. I painted the walls white. The ceiling was off-white. I had baseboards so I could cover that nice. This house, I plan on staying in, so I got nice earth-tone colors, and basically there's no baseboard because it's forced air, but there's little wood trim on the bottom, which, you know, I want the old owner just painted over it, but I don't want that. I want it, I want a nice contrast on that. So it took time. It took most of the weekend. I mean, I was off. I had a gig Wednesday, Thursday, worked around the house all day. Friday, worked around the house all day. Saturday, I got my windows tinted on my truck because...
Is your Puerto Rican?
Yeah, that's right. See, and I got that. So I was, the only time I really kicked back was like Saturday afternoon. I fell asleep for 3 hours watching TV, but it's been, it was go. And still, I could use another 2 days around the house.
Should have hired somebody to do it. Spur the economy.
My buddy Randy. Comment. You go. Hey, why do you call? Because he's my painter. He does some paint work.
Oh well, he's invested in the.
But it's like he wanted. 20 years ago, he wanted 200 a day. So I don't.
Yeah, but 200 a day. If you think about it, think about all the other shit you could have been doing more productive, or just even resting.
Yeah, but it's,
even if you paid him for one day, even for one, it wouldn't take Randy 3.5 hours to tape everything.
Well, when I get the bath, I have to eventually. I'm getting the bathroom repainted because the woman painted. three rooms pink. I have a pink bathroom.
She was a Hillary fan.
My master bedroom was pink, and the music room, which I just painted this weekend, was pink.
Oh, so it's nice.
Yeah, but now it's nice earthy colors in there.
I think pink's better to make music. It's nice. You know, Aerosmith wrote a song about it.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm not pink.
You should be pink.
What am I,
Pink's
a
great singer.
What am I, the Pepto-Bismol person? I'm not going anywhere.
Actually, I could see you being a spokesperson. If people deal with you, they want to reach for the Pepto.
Don't do the diarrhea dance.
I've never seen anybody dance when they have diarrhea.
Do you ever see the diarrhea congo on the commercial?
No.
Yes.
I love that, actually.
Of course you saw that.
Of
course
you do.
It's a little dance step.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the audition for that commercial? Okay, so we're going to learn some steps. vomit. This is vomit. This is hold stomach. This is shit pants. All right, repeat. 1, 2, 3.
Sure, I like it.
Sure, it's fine choreography. Yeah. Sure, they hired Paula Abdul, and it was done well. But taste. You just can't relate. Sorry to hear that. So, we were outside in fucking Timberlands just to finish that, and finally they let us in, and my daughter didn't want anything, so we fucking froze for nothing.
Why didn't you ask her before you left?
No, we needed boots.
Right.
But she didn't see anything in there that she wanted, or that fit comfortably.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was out on Black Friday and Thanksgiving night, because she needed shit.
Right.
So, not going out there myself. But whatever. All right, let's take a break so we can get out of here in a timely fashion tonight. On the break, we got new music from Jimmy Hennessy with Darling and The New Realm. We've played quite a bit of The New Realm with On the Run, and you can learn more about both artists